The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
The joint bid to create a technology hub in upstate New York will bring millions in federal investment to Buffalo. Senator Chuck Schumer was in Buffalo Tuesday to announce the $40 million allocation as part of the CHIPS and Science Law. Schumer was joined by several local officials, including Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz, who offered perspective on Syracuse and Rochester joining Buffalo on the effort.
We're working together towards a goal to create a better community. We didn't do that for the longest time, but we did it on this one, and we did it with our partners, who used to be not partners, but our adversaries in some way in Rochester and Syracuse. It wasn't that long ago where we were fighting for the same jobs in the same companies, and now we realize, as the senator noted and others, that together we are stronger.
According to Schumer, the tech hub has prompted some local companies already to begin expanding their workforces. A joint effort between a major local corporation and a nonprofit is addressing the need for affordable housing. Volunteers from the Elma-based technology giant Moog and Habitat for Humanity broke ground Tuesday on a new home on Springer Avenue in Buffalo. In a release, Joel Feary, president of the Space and Defense Group at Moog, says the effort is another example of his company's commitment to, quote, making a positive impact in the communities where we live and work. The house is expected to be completed by April 2025. A Buffalo man will spend 25 years in prison in connection with a 2023 shooting death on Bailey Avenue. According to the Erie County District Attorney's Office, the sentence for 23-year-old Ryan Crawford includes 5 years of post-release supervision after he pleaded guilty to one count of manslaughter. Crawford fatally shot 38-year-old Darrell Anderson on April 2, 2023. A new report offers some signs of optimism for New York State's tourism industry. The analysis from the State Comptroller's Office shows tourism generated $34 billion in direct economic activity in 2023, ranking New York second behind only California. However, tourism-related jobs remain 4.3% lower than pre-pandemic levels. Visits to state parks have risen by 9.1% since 2020, with the Niagara Reservation drawing 9.5 million visitors in 2023, the highest level among all state parks. Growth is also being seen in wine tastings and other agritourism activity, with that sector generating triple the income over the last 15 years. And there's some mixed news for those seeking to go to the Great Lakes for relief during the coming heat wave. While County Executive Mark Poloncarz will be out at Bennett Beach on Lake Erie in Angola later today to review beach and swimming safety regulations at the site. Olcott Beach in Niagara County is closed. A recent sampling conducted yesterday showed that the water quality is not suitable for swimming.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying griffs find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Some nice news out of the town of Tonawanda. This a release from Assemblyman Bill Conrad's office talking about the new inclusive playground at Kenny Park. That facility is for all children, of course, but it features adaptive equipment, ramps, ground-level play options, and sensory activities. And they say the main feature of the new playground is an 8,800-pound sequoia log. And it comes in at 11 feet wide and over 7 feet tall, and it allows ample space for wheelchairs to be able to maneuver through the structure. I also say the funding for the project is secured in by the Assemblyman, Conrad, to the tune of $50,000 in state funding. Also, Deputy County Executive Lisa Chimera secured $200,000 from the Erie County American Rescue Plan Act grant.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.